and welcome to Heartbeat. It's wonderful to have you join us. I've been talking about Christian community. And I spoke last time about the importance and value of Christian community, how when we're part of a faith community, it can encourage us and strengthen us in our faith as we share our lives with each other, as we say what God's doing in our lives. It spurs us on to love others as we've been told to love, as we've been taught to love by Jesus. And what I want to share with us this time is about how our Christian community helps lead us to holiness, to being the people that God's created us to be. And I specifically want to encourage each of us and give each of us the responsibility to help our other community members to grow closer to God. That those in my life who I share my faith with, maybe it's my small group, maybe it's my church community, that I have a responsibility to help them get to their holiness. I have a responsibility to encourage them in their faith. And then you know what? If I'm taking on that responsibility, and my friend is taking on that responsibility to build me up in my faith, then together we're able to strengthen each other's faith as we each take on that responsibility to help people grow in what God's doing in their lives. So what I want to do now is I want to share some of the ways that we can encourage our friends in their faith, as we can encourage those who we go to church with, those that we're part of a small group with. These are some of the things that we can do. And these reminders are really reminding each other about who God is and who God is in each of our lives. We all know that life can be hard and we go through ups and downs in life. And what I need from my Christian friends is I need them to remind me of who God is, of what He wants to do in my life, of the amazing God that He is. And so I want to share with some of these right now. First of all, one of the things that we can do when we feel like we're falling apart, or we have friends who it seems like they might be falling apart, is we can remind them that for God, all things are possible. When we think that there are things in our lives that are impossible, there's no way something can be fixed, there's no way a direction can be changed, that it's just impossible, we need to remind our friends, no, with God, all things are possible. In our Christian communities, we need to remind people of who God is when times are tough. Now, in the book of Psalm, chapter 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You know, when I'm going through a hard time, I need the Christians in my community, I need my friends, my Christian friends, to say to me, hey, Emma, God is your refuge. He is your strength. He's there when you're in trouble. I need to be reminded to cast my burdens on Him. I need my Christian friends to say to me, hey, Emma, you're going through a tough time. You're feeling anxious right now. Just cast it all on God. He is there for you. Sometimes in my life, I need to be reminded that God has a plan for me. When I feel like I'm going nowhere, that I'm directionless, I need to be reminded of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. You know, what if someone did that for you? While you're going through a hard time, what if you had a Christian friend who said to you, hey, be reminded, God has a plan for you. He has a hope. He has a future. He's declared it. Wouldn't you feel uplifted? Wouldn't you feel a bit encouraged? And couldn't you do that for someone else who you know needs that help? I love this scripture. This is something that we can share with each other when we've lost our peace, when we're feeling really anxious. It's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. It says, do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, you might not memorize that verse. You might not get out your Bible and say, hey, this is the scripture. But you could say to them, no, I know a God who gives me peace. I know a God who, when I pray and I give Him all my burdens and I say, hey, God, I know you're going to work this out. I have a God who gives me this peace that I can't explain, but it's there. And that's what we can do for our Christian friends. That's what we can do to help build up other people's faith. We can remind them of who God is. You know, sometimes people just need to be reminded that God loves them. They need to be reminded that God forgives them, that He sent Jesus to die on the cross to forgive them for their sins. We need to be reminded that God strengthens us. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." We need to be reminded that God is there for us, that He will strengthen us, that He will uphold us. And the responsibility in our Christian communities is on each one of us. Each of us need to encourage each other. We need to remind each other of who God is, of what God's doing, of what He wants to do in our lives. And when we do that to each other, imagine how much better, how much more fulfilling our Christian communities would be, and how faithful a people we would be, because we would be drawn closer to God as each of us encourage one another. In the Bible, you might know the story of the paralytic, where he had some friends take him to Jesus, but they couldn't get to Jesus. These friends couldn't get their mate who was paralyzed. They couldn't get him to Jesus. So they got onto a roof and they pulled the roof away and they lowered their friend down towards Jesus. Now, wouldn't it be amazing if we were in Christian communities where when we had a friend who was far from God, who we knew was having a hard time, that we would be the ones who would lower them down through a roof to get to Jesus, because we know that they need God. We can be that for our friends, and hopefully they can be that for us. But we each need to take the responsibility to do it for each other. Because as we do that, we lead each other to holiness as we look towards God, as we remind each other of who God is and how amazing He is in each of our lives. So why don't you pray with me right now? And let's ask that God would come and help us to step into that for each other. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank You that You have sent us people in our faith community to draw us closer to You. Lord, would You help each one of us to take on that responsibility, to help each of our Christian friends, to guide them closer to You, to be there when they need it, to remind them of who You are and who You want to be in their lives. Would You help us and grace us to draw people closer to You, to draw them closer to holiness. We thank You for Your presence. We praise Your name today. We ask this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.